If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Leviticus chapter 19. Leviticus chapter 19. The Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourself molten gods. I am the Lord your God. And if ye offer a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord, ye shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day. Ye shall offer it on the morrow. And if aught remain until the third day, it shall be burnt in fire. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable. It shall not be accepted. Therefore, everyone that eateth it shall bear his iniquity, because he hath profaned the hallowed thing of the Lord. And that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field. Neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard. Neither shalt thou gather every grape in thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. Ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that hired him shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shalt fear thy God. I am the Lord. Ye shall not do unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the persons of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." As we look at this morning, praise God, and we can see the mighty hand of God as He's moving in it, and He's giving us some direction on holy living. That's why I'd like to preach just a minute, if God will be our help, on holy living. Amen. You know, it's still not wrong. It's never been wrong to live right. Amen. And as Brother Bill would say, it's time to live right now. Amen. It's time to do right now. And God says, Almighty God says that we can with the help of the Lord. Amen. We don't have to trust in ourselves, because we have a God to call upon. We have a Lord and a Savior. And we see this in the Word of God. We see this holy living. And God begins to tell us, amen, it's not a suggestion, Brother Bill, but it's a commandment that He said that we are to be a holy people. Amen. That means we'd be just a little bit different, a little bit peculiar, a little different from everybody around us. He said, "The Lord spake to Moses, saying, Speak unto all the congregation, children of Israel." He didn't say speak to a few of them. Tell a couple of them to live right and it'll be okay. Amen. He didn't say that. He said, "Speak unto all the congregation, children of Israel, say unto them, Ye shall be holy." Amen. He didn't ask them. He said, "Could you be?" But He said, "Ye shall be holy." Amen. God said, "I'll make you." He said, "For I am the Lord your God." And as we look at this morning, we see that this is mentioned. The Lord says, "I am the Lord." He mentions it 15 or more times. I believe God wanted us to know this morning that He was the Lord. Amen. That He is God. And boy, the Lord's really been impressing on my heart here lately that He is God. Amen. Besides Him, there's no other. There's no help like we have in Him. There's no hope outside of the Lord God. Amen. We have that today, praise God. And He reminds us of that as we look at this. God reminds us, amen, praise God, that He has to be central, that controlling force in our life, amen, so that we can live a holy life. Without Him and His presence in our life, we don't have a chance. You say, "Well, preacher, I know what somebody said." Somebody told me this one day. He said, "Preacher," he said, "well, that holy living, that was Old Testament." Amen. He said, "That was Old Testament stuff." Said it's changed today. It's not like it used to be. Yeah, but God ain't changed. I agreed with him. I said, "You're absolutely right. It's not like it used to be." Amen. Used to, we had holy people. We had people with conviction. Amen. Used to, Brother Junior, you could leave your doors open and go off, praise God. You didn't have to worry about somebody breaking your home. You didn't have to worry about somebody stealing what you had, praise God. If they wanted something, they'd go out and get a job and work for it so they could have what you got. Now we're living day and hour. There's no conviction in people's hearts, praise God. There's no consciousness. And they'll come take what you got, praise God, you worked hard for. Amen. That God ain't in that. Amen. He called for holy living. He called for us to be separate. It's not only an Old Testament principle, praise God, but it's a New Testament principle also. And look at 1 Peter. 1 Peter. Peter's a straight shooter. Amen. And he says in 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse 13, he says, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind and be sober and hope to the end. For the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. He said, there's hope, praise God, in the Lord. Amen. He said, it's brought to you in the revealing of Christ Jesus. You remember when God, the Holy Ghost, through the preaching of the Word, amen, revealed to you a loving Savior? And you come to realize, praise God, you're no lost sinner on your way to a devil's hell. And God Almighty moved your heart and said, you don't have to go die, go to hell. He said, I'll save you. Verse 14 says, as obedient children, not fashion yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance. Amen. You know what's wrong with the world today? They're ignorant. They're ignorant of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're ignorant of the power that God has to change us. Amen. To mold you and I and make us into a childlike creature, into a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, behold, all things shall be made new. Amen. Praise God. That means to be caused to be new. I won't say we've got a cause, praise God, and it's a soul that's lost and dying, going to hell, and it ought to cause us to try to be different. It ought to cause us, amen, to try to live a godly life. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, goes on verse 15, 1 Peter 1, 15 says, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Amen. He said, as God's called you, praise God, be holy. He said, as he is holy, praise God. He said, we need to be holy too in all manner of conversation, way of living, praise God. He said, because it is written. Now, where is it written at, praise God? It's written in Leviticus chapter 19. Amen. He said, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, if there's any question on that, why we should try to be holy, why we should live a holy life, it's because God Almighty is holy. And if we're going to serve God, we're going to have to serve a holy God. And the only way to serve a holy God is be a holy people. Amen? Amen. Hello? Stay with me. Amen. He said, but you know what? I failed the church. I got to thinking about this. We talk these things and we say these things and we preach things, but we hardly ever go back and look at it, what God was telling us how to be a holy people. So you say, preacher, well, how do we become a holy people? Amen. I'm glad you asked. God says if we're going to be a holy people, it has to start in the home. Amen. We've got this idea, we've got this mentality, amen, that we can just go ahead and live the way we do, and that somewhere along the line, our people's going to get saved and start living right. Let me ask you a question. If that's the case, where's it going to start at? And who's going to tell them? Who's going to show them? Who's going to give them the information and instruction they need? Amen. We're counting on somebody that ain't there. But God Almighty tells us, praise God, He gives us instruction, the volume of the book, of how we can be that holy people. Amen. He starts here in verse 1, and He says that holiness starts at the home. He said, you shall fear every man, his mother and his father. Amen. Brother Charles touched on this morning in Sunday school. He said that we should, that every man, every woman should, that we should fear our mother and father. In other words, we should show honor to our mother and our father. Amen. Amen. We should respect mom and daddy. Hello? You young people, listen to me. Amen. God says there's a long life, there's goodness, amen, in respecting our parents, in respecting our grandparents, in respecting our elders. We've lost that in the day and hour that we live. Amen. You find somebody that's got good manners and people look at them funny. And they say, what kind of kid is this? But he says that it starts at home, praise God. It starts in the life at home. In Ephesians chapter number 6, the Bible says this in verse 1. It says, children, comma. Now, who's Paul talking to? He's talking to children. They're talking to young people. He said, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. He said, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Amen? He said, there's a promise when you honor your father and your mother. He said, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. He tells us here, praise God, that holy living starts in the home. It starts with our children, praise God. It starts taking back our generations, amen. When we take our generations back, we start taking our society back. We've let our generations go. We've let our families go. We've let our people go. We've let our children go. And it's coming back to haunt us. Amen. We've tried to be so good to them. We've tried to give them everything that they want. Amen. And now they don't appreciate anything that they have.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But God says, amen. He said, holiness starts home. Holy living starts in the home. Amen. Not only does it, with respect and parents, not only does it start in the home, praise God, but it starts in time. Amen. About our time and how our time belongs to God. Did you ever realize that? That time belongs to God. Your time is not your time. Our time is God's time. Everything we do, praise God, the Bible says we should do for His glory. So our time starts, holiness starts at home. Holiness starts with taking back our time. Realizing, praise God, it's something that belongs to God. He said, keep the Sabbath, verse 3 said, keep the Sabbath, keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. Amen. So he says here that we need to keep Sabbath. We need to keep track of time. We need to do things on God's timetable. Amen. We live in a day and era people can't go to church because they don't have time. I talk to people all the time. Say, well, preacher, I'd go to church, but I got so much I got to try to do on Sundays. Amen. But if I want to say, if you're too busy for God, you're too busy. Amen. We need to take time for God. We need to take our time back. The Bible says that it's important that we use our time, that we don't waste our time.
Amen.
Hello? I wonder today, are we wasting our time? Amen. Our time belongs to God. Back in Ephesians chapter number 5, in verse number 15, the Bible says this. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Amen. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So he said we need to redeem that time. We need to take full use of our time. We need to give God some time. Hello. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You ought to be shouting and praising God. Listen to me just a second. God gives you an opportunity. He gave us a day of rest. Hello? Whoa, glory. Amen? He gave us a day of rest. He set aside that after 6 days of work, 6 days of labor, God says, I'm required of you a day of rest. He said, I'm giving you a day to rest. We are to be taking full advantage of the day that God has given us, the time that God has given us to come together just to take time and worship Him, leave our cares behind, praise God, and come worship God in spirit and truth. Redeeming the time, taking back, praise God, making full use of the time that God gives us. Do you realize, God, this is supposed to be a time of refreshing from the Lord? Now, that doesn't mean that we take time away from the Lord, but that refreshing comes from the Lord. Amen? It's time that we pull in church and just get our cups full, satisfying ourselves in the Lord, praise God, taking back that time. The world's trying to take it away from us. Daniel said in the last days that people would be running to and fro. Amen. What he's saying is our people's going to be really, really busy. Amen. But I wonder, are we too busy? If we're too busy for the Lord, then we're too busy. Amen. But he said we need to redeem the time. He said if we're gonna have holy living, praise God, it starts at home and it starts with us taking back some time. Amen. Not only does it say it starts with time, praise God, and that time should be devoted. It should be devoted for the worship, praise God, in a service to the Lord. Doing something for Jesus. Amen. You know what would cure a whole lot of our anxiety and our depression in this world? Would be committing ourselves to the Lord. By doing those things, praise God, bring honor and glory to His name. Because it makes you feel good inside. Amen. It changes your outlook. It changes your focus. It changes your appearance. It changes everything about you, praise God, when you choose to serve the Lord. Do something for His glory. It makes a difference in you. It makes a difference in me. God begins making a difference. We begin to see that difference in each other. Our aspect changes. Our vision changes. Our demeanor changes. Our hope, praise God, is raised. It's raised. It's elevated. Amen. Praise God. And it's part of holy living. Taking back the time. Amen. So he says that in the home it starts. He said redeeming the time. He said, but even in your food that you eat. Amen. That God is in it, praise God. Holy living is in the food that we eat. He tells us in verse 5, he said that, and if you offer a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord, you shall offer it at your own will. He said you offer a peace offering because you want to, not because you have to. Amen. If you offer peace offering, praise God, because you have to, it won't do no good. If you're trying to fix something up, praise God, with people, and you're doing it because you have to, it won't work. But praise God, if you're doing it because you want to. He said, blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. And you want to do it because you want to have peace. Amen. Because you want to have a good result. He said, praise God. That's what God said. He said, when you offer a sacrifice unto the Lord, praise God, you offer it at your own will. Verse 6, it shall be eaten the same day. You offer it on the morrow, and if aught remain unto the third day, it shall be burnt in fire. Amen. He says, what we do, said we offer what we offer, praise God, we offer it to the glory of God. Amen. We lift it up to Him, and we eat and drink, and whatsoever we do it for God's glory. Hello? Amen. Because God has blessed us so much. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, the Bible tells us that in verse 31, he said, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. He said, Brother Bill said, even when we sit down at the table and partake of that God has so graciously blessed us with. I said that God has so graciously blessed us with when we get past the thing where we don't give God praise and honor and thanksgiving for every bite that we put in our mouth. We're doing God a disservice. We're doing our family a disservice. We're doing our community and our nation a disservice when we think, praise God, that everything we had, even to the food in our mouth, praise God, is a gift from God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. No man can take that away when we believe that in our heart, praise God. Amen. So we got to realize, praise God, that when we sit at our table and we offer up that sacrifice of praise to God, hello, offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that it's a place, amen, where we come together with peace offerings. Amen. We live in a day and hour, we'll sit down at the table, we ain't got time, and we'll fuss and fight while we're trying to eat our supper. Hello? Can't even have a peaceable meal. Our supper table, our dinner table becomes a battlefield. Hello? Is that sounding familiar to anybody? Amen? You hash out all your indifferences at the table. And they said, hey, praise God, he said, that ought to be a place of sacrifice where we come to offer up thanksgiving to the Lord.
Amen.
Or to thank Him for everything we have, the food in our mouth, the people that's sitting across from us, say, to God be the glory. But we take so much for granted. Amen. But holy living calls us to come together, one mind, accord, praise God, to give God praise and glory for all that He's given us. We can't take it for granted, even to the food we eat. He said we need to lift up our voices to the Lord and thank Him and praise Him for everything that He gives us, because we know that it is a gift, the gift from God. Amen. You go, preacher, I have to work at that. Yeah, he says, but he even goes on and here says, praise God, that we ought to thank him, give him praise, and a holy living comes with our labors. When we do stuff, that we do it as unto the Lord. Amen. That we do it, praise God. He tells us, not as we do it unto ourselves, but we do it with thanksgiving, that we can celebrate with others. That we can thank God, praise God, for what he give us. Amen. I tell people all the time, praise God, I ain't got nothing, but God's got it all, and he lets me borrow some things. Amen. He blesses me with some things, praise God. He allows me, praise God, to be partaker in his goodness. And sometimes he just opens up the winds of heaven, Brother Junior, and pours out blessings on me. Amen. Did he ever do that for you? Those blessings for heaven, praise God, begin to pour out. Amen. We begin to see what God has given. We begin to enjoy what God has given us. What he's given you, what he's given me. Amen. It makes a difference, praise God. To labor is being counting ourselves worthy to be part of God's work. Amen. He said when we go out here in the fields, and said they labor and harvest, he said, and when you reap, verse 9, of the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of the field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. Amen. Praise God. He said what we ought to do. He said we ought to be thankful for what God's give us. Amen. It's the work that God's given us. Praise God. It's the Lord as He works with us in our walk called life, praise God, and gives us the encouragement day by day. And what he's telling us here, he tells us in these verses in Leviticus 19, he said we can't be selfish with that God's given to us. He said, praise God, if he's given it to us, praise God, we ought to share it with everybody else. Amen. Or to be thankful, praise God, to God. He said, well, preacher, that's what the government's wanting to do. They want to take from us and give to everybody else. You sound like the government. Amen. That's what they're redistributing the wealth. Amen. That's what needs to be done. So, see, it's biblical. Amen. So they're on the right page. No, I won't say, praise God, they missed it by a mile. They're doing it for their own gain, praise God. They don't want to distribute to those that need it, praise God. They want to distribute into their pockets so they'll have wealth, amen. They don't want to give God any glory for it. They said, you didn't make nothing on your own. I won't say, praise God, I know I didn't. But God Almighty's give us some stuff, praise God, in these mountains of Western North Carolina. That's bigger than the politicians. Praise God, it's bigger than the Senate. It's bigger than the House and the White House, praise God. It's an Almighty God who's given us and blessed us, amen, through these centuries and give us a heritage in the Lord, praise God, that's bigger than all that.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Praise God. He's filled us and he's fed us and he's blessed us, praise God, because that's what God does. Bless his holy name. Amen. And God Almighty tells us, he said, hey, listen, he said to God, to have a holy life, praise God, is to be someone that's willing to give. That's willing to share, praise God. And now he's talking about the blessings, but he's also talking about the Spirit of God and the holiness of holy living. Amen. If we live holy unto the Lord, it's a commandment, not a suggestion. He's telling us that we can't be selfish. If God blessed us, praise God. Hey, listen, you'll never outgive God. Amen. I've tried. Ain't ever been able to do it. Amen. Praise God. I give a little bit. He gives a whole lot. Amen. Praise God. That's just who God is. So we can't be selfish with it. Praise God. It's His. Amen. So in our labor. But he said, well, but what about in business? You know, a preacher, you know, in business, you got to make a living and you've got to make a profit. I understand that. The world don't understand that. The people don't understand that. Our politicians don't understand that. But this old boy understands that. Amen. Praise God. We got to make a living. Amen. Businesses have to make a living. Let me just say this while I'm here. They want to take away from the business, take away from the rich and give it to the poor. That sounds good if you're Robin Hood. But there's not a whole lot of poor people, amen, that's employing people. There's not a whole lot of poor people out there that's creating jobs. Hello? So a little common sense needs to come in here and realize, amen, it takes some people that's with some initiatives to step out and to put themselves out there that they can create a business so that they can hire me and you to come in and work. So that we can make some, so we can be prosperous in what we have. Amen? It makes a difference. So in business, amen, not only in labor, but in the business we have, praise God, we have to have some holy living. as we do all things unto the Lord. Because God said, I am the Lord. Amen. So he says, what he tells us here, praise God, he says, hey, listen, said, what we got to do? He said, you shall not steal, verse 11. Amen. Said, we got to be honest in our dealings. In some things, it's kind of an oxymoron. I remember years back when Samantha was just getting up the time that she was going to get her license. She was kind of looking for her little used car that we could afford to buy for her. And we was over, we took some CDs down to the radio station. Well, I'd actually went to preach that day at the radio station that Sunday morning. And Samantha and Teresa was with us, and we pulled up in there and was getting out. And they was a fella, a preacher buddy of mine. He was getting out there, and we was talking to him. And I told him, you know, he had kind of done with some things with some used cars. He'd get them and fix them up, you know, and then resell them. And he was talking to Samantha about it. He said, yeah, I said, you know, I'll keep my hopes. I'd probably find something that would like. She said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, said, I tell her what he done. He said, I get these used cars and I fix them up and then I resell them. And she said, wait a minute, a used car salesman and a preacher. A preacher. And she said, preacher, that don't even go together. Amen. Except because about everybody knows that used car salesmen are crooks. They won't tell you the whole Paul Harvey version. They'll say, hey, don't it look good? And it may look good, but you don't know what's under the hood. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But I want to say, praise God, in business, he said, we ought to be, amen, we ought to be willing, praise God, to be honest. Honest in our dealings. Praise God. It'd go a long way. God can bless us if we're honest. Amen. I'd rather somebody be honest with me and tell me the truth. Amen. Say, well, it's a pretty good car, but. Amen. Then I can make an informed decision. That way I'm not going to harbor bitterness in my heart down the road. Amen. Now you say, preacher, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, you would. If somebody sells you a lemon, amen, you're going to get fighting mad. Amen. You buy something, you expect it to last at least 2 or 3 weeks. Amen. Before you have any problems. Amen. 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 Praise God. Not to just go on to blink right off. He said, well, what happened? But that means we need to be telling the truth. Can't be telling lies. Amen. We got to be honest and we got to quit telling lies. We got to tell the truth. Hey, I mean, you know the old proverb, tell the truth even if it hurts. Amen. Tell the truth. We got people in our families, in this church, amen, that their children or grandchildren are going in the wrong direction, and we're petting them and pacifying, and so it'll be all right. You know, you'll outgrow it. It's just the faith. I want to say, amen, it's just sin, and we need to call out. We need to tell them in love. Amen, you need to forsake it. You need to go away. You need to have a holy life and holy living.
Amen.
Amen. People get mad at me for saying that. Amen. But I tell you what, sometimes you just got to have some tough love. Got to let the children know, praise God, that we love them, we care for them, we don't want to see going in the wrong direction. Amen. But in business, we got to be honest. We got to tell the truth. Amen. We can't be holding back. When God blesses us, amen, we want to be willing to bless those, praise God, because we've been blessed. What are you saying, preacher? The Bible says here that we should be leave a little in the corners. Amen. What God give us, leave a little bit, praise God, for those, amen, that might need a little something along the way. You'd be a blessing to them. He said, not to steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. And he shall not swear by my name, verse 12, falsely. Then he shall thou profane the name of thy God. He said, I am the Lord. He said, so we need to quit this to have holy living. We got to give it up. You know, preacher, it's so hard to give it up, praise God. We can't cover up using God's name as a cover-up, praise God. We got to come clean before God. Amen. Praise God, we got to come clean. Amen. And it's all out of the question, praise God, because He is the Lord. Amen. The question is out of the way. When we realize, praise God, we do it because God is God. Amen. And He calls us into holy living to do that that's right according to His name. Praise. Ain't you glad we serve a just God?
Amen.
A righteous God that'll help us. Amen. Not only did He say we need to be good in business, but He said, if we get things right at home, holy living at home, holy living with our time, holy living in food and praising God, holy living in our labor and our business, praise God, then we can be holy neighbors. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice to have holy neighbors? Amen. Good God-fearing neighbors. You know how to have good God-fearing neighbors? Be a good God-fearing person. By being a good God-fearing a neighbor. Now, I know it's hard in the day and hour we live, praise God. But he tells us in the Word of God, praise God, he said that we can't be showing unkindness. But in order to be a God-fearing person, praise God, that we got to show that kindness. Amen. But he said not to be a curse to death or a stumbling block to the blind. He said, but fear God. He said, for I am the Lord. Amen. So we got to be a good neighbor. What kind of neighbor you do if you see your blind neighbor coming down the road with your cane? Amen. You put something over, something that wasn't there before for him to stumble over. Be a good life. Ha, ha, ha. Say, old blind man. Amen. Put an obstacle up for him. See, pray God, if we ain't careful, that's what we do for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Especially young people. Lord, talking about that the other day with a fella. We'll put a stumbling block for these young uns. The Bible said it'd be better if we had a millstone put around our neck and we was cast in depth sea than offend one of these young uns. Putting stumbling blocks before them, praise God. We ought to put a clear road to Lord Jesus Christ before our people. Praise His holy name. Amen. So we ought to show some kindness, praise God. To our neighbors. Amen. We ought to show some, not show any injustice to our neighbors. He said you should do no unrighteousness in judgment. Amen. Our justice, our judgment should be true and compassionate. It should be loving. It should be respectful that we show to people around us. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you do all this? Praise God. By changing your heart. Amen. Praise God. He said we shouldn't be gossipers. Amen. He said, thou shalt not go up and down as talebearers among thy people. Amen. We ought to quit gossiping. Did you hear what such and such said? Yeah, why are you repeating it? Amen. Well, I just figured I'd let you know because somebody told me. Well, is it the truth? Well, I don't know. Well, then why are you telling it? Amen. We need to be careful, he says, not to be gossipers, not to be talebearers among the people. Have to quit gossiping. I believe some people look for opportunities. Look, all the juicy gossip. Amen. Looking for it, constantly scanning to try to find a new gossip. You see a lot of that in politics. People jump out there and these, especially the liberal media now, they just throw stuff out there. They don't, they is no news no more. They're not looking to tell you the truth. They're looking to tell you what they want you to hear. Amen. Amen. That it might persuade you to their agenda. But I want to say, praise God, we ought to be listening for gossip. Amen. Because it makes bitterness in the heart. And it makes us hold grudges. Bible says to have holy living, praise God, you got to get rid of the grudges. You can't hold grudges no more. Amen. So you get mad, you get upset with somebody, praise God, you just got to pray over it, get over it, praise God, and go with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've never been one that holds grudges. Amen. If I get upset with you, I'm just going to be mad a minute and I'll let you know that I'm upset about it and praise God, I'm done. Amen. I ain't going around because all that does is bring strife and contention in your heart, praise God. It makes your blood pressure go up, makes your brain boil and you go crazy. Amen. I want to say it kills your brain cells and most of us can't afford that. Amen. We just need to say calm, praise God, need to get over whatever happens. Amen. Listen, they realize this is my brother and sister in Christ. I praise God, no matter what happens, they're my brother and sister in Christ, and I'm just going to love them and love the Lord, and we'll get past this. Amen. That's holy living. That's being able to forgive somebody. That's putting away the grudges, putting away the hatred. Hate will eat you up like cancer. It'll eat you from the inside out. It'll consume you if you'll let it. That's what's happening in the world today. This Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they hate us. They hate what we stand for. And it's eating them up. It's consuming. It's working them up into a rage. Amen. A rage, wickedness. But praise God, God says we're better than that. He said, you be it. While they're doing that, say, praise God, you just be holy. Just love God and trust the Lord, praise God. Don't go chasing after vengeance. Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Amen. I have to put it in the Lord's hands. Say, Lord, you know what's going on. I need some help. The Bible says over 15 times in this chapter, he said, I am the Lord. He said, whoo, over here. Amen. He said, you need some help? He said, here I am. I've got this. You just live holy, praise God. You just do right. And I'll take this. You said, preacher, how's he do it? By loving your neighbor. Amen. Praise God. By loving your neighbor, praise God. That's what God says. He says in verse 17, he said, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt not in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Amen. He said, praise God, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. And he said, verse 18, he says, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. The Bible tells it, Mark tells it. You say, well, that's another Old Testament principle. No, it's in our Bible, praise God. The Bible says in the book of Mark, thou shalt love the Lord thy God as thyself. He says it's the second greatest commandment in the Word of God is that we love our neighbor as ourselves. I mean, do you have any neighbors you don't like? Have any neighbors you got strife and contention with? I said it before and I'll say again, who's the closest neighbor you have? Those that live in your household. Those that live in your house, those that pull up to the table, those that eat with you, that sleep in your house. Those are the closest neighbors that we have. And God says that we're supposed to have holy living. Amen. You be holy. Praise God. He said, you can't have that stuff in your life. You say, preacher, how can I get past it? By trusting in the Lord. Amen. By trusting. The Bible says, he says, I am the Lord. So you say, preacher, well, how can we get past this? How can we live holy lives? By giving him full authority and full control of our lives. Amen. We're lacking in that, church. We're lacking in that. But God Almighty says that. He said that we're supposed to have holy lives, supposed to have holy living. And the only way we can do that is that we recognize and realize a holy God. Amen. He is holy. So be ye holy. Not a suggestion. Amen. But it's a commandment that we're supposed to be holy before the Lord. Amen. We got to come holy, got to come clean. And got to say, Lord, I want to be that you would have me to be. I want to be holy before the Lord. Lord, I want to give you full authority over my life. That you'll make decisions for me that I'm not able to make for you. So, well, preacher, I'm a pretty smart feller. I'm a pretty smart gal. I can think for myself. Yeah, that's where's that got you so far? Amen. How far has that got you in your relationship with the Lord so far? Amen. But when we give him full authority in our lives, that he makes a decision for us, he tells us which way to go, and we just go. Amen. We give him authority. We give him full control. Amen. We allow him to have control of our life. Then we begin to live a holy life unto the Lord, praise God. When we begin, it starts at home, praise God. It's in our time, it's in our food, it's our labor, our business, praise God. But it's in that being a neighbor unto those around us. It's asking God Almighty to help us, to direct us, to show us where we need to be, where you need to be. Amen. Today. So that we can have a right relationship with God. The whole world depends on it. Our future depends on it. Your life now depends on it. Where are we going to pull up to? Where are we going to end up when this thing's all said and done? In a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Is He our Lord and Savior? Or do we just say that? You say, preacher, I don't know. Are you living a holy life? Are you trying your best to have holy living before God? Because He asked us to. He told us to live holy. Amen. Why? Because He's holy. And He wants us to be like Him. Now, if God hadn't wanted us, He wouldn't have told us. But He tells us here in verse number 2, and He says, speaking to all the congregation, children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be holy. How are we going to be holy? Because God said, I'll make you holy. I'll show you how to be holy. I'll help you to be holy. He said, you shall be holy. He didn't say you might be. He didn't say you could be. He said, you shall be holy. Amen. That's something that's happened, that's happening, and it's going to be. And we're going to be holy. We just trust the Lord. Ask Him to help us. Amen. In order to have holy living and have holy lives. What about you today as you stand with me? What about you? What about your life? Are you living a holy life for the Lord?